doing work on Shabbos, different types of jobs. We gave different ages. We gave different ages of how one could have the job and still get paid for it. We mentioned this, something called Avodah, if he also works during the week and gets paid together, or it's given to him as a matana. An interesting question that comes up, which leads to modern day businesses, is if one owns a vending machine. He owns a machine where he's not doing any work, the machine's sitting wherever it's sitting. Let's assume that it's not Jews that are buying from the buying the items on Shabbos. There's no Shav Lifnei Iver. It's Goyim buying. And he's making money on the day of Shabbos. It's coming to him. It's coming into his Rishus. And he's making money on the day of Shabbos from things that belong to him. Is that Mutar Asa? And it's a discussion in many Tshuvas. Rager, others have Tshuvas about this. If it's Mutar on Shabbos or not, and the accepted psak was the psak of the Marashag, which is one of the Gdela Paiskim, that it's Mutar. This leads us to a discussion when a lot of the online businesses, which also everything's set up to work automatically on Shabbos, and you're not involved in any of the work that's happening on Shabbos, what's coming in, going out, is all being done automatically, will be similar to those cases of the vending machines, and therefore a lot of places come in. It's accepted in many cases. One has to ask the shayla beforehand, but it's a shayla. In many cases, it's mutter to have your business running. However, Rav Moshe, if you take a look at Rav Moshe, when he's talking about Amir Lakum, and there's a chash of Rav Moshe to know and apply it to your own Shmiz Shabbos. Rav Moshe is talking about timers, the time of Shabbos clocks. So the famous Pesach of Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe was hesitant about allowing timers. You set your air conditioner on a timer and it goes on Shabbos. You set your lights on a timer and it goes on Shabbos. So the accepted Pesach is that we do it, it's mutter. Rav Moshe, he was hesitant about it because he felt that it's a zilzut to Shabbos. When everything just runs normal the way it is during the week, so what, at the end of the day, what's the difference between Shabbos and the weekday? You have your lights going on, you have your air conditioner going on, so you're not doing anything. But still, Rav Moshe felt there's an aspect of zilzul to Shabbos. So like I said, even though the accepted psak is not like Rav Moshe ben Gaya timers, but the idea remains in other areas. And this is why you'll find certain online businesses where they're creating a covered shemayim, where they'll close their businesses on Shabbos. For this reason, because if the business just continues 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, then already on Shabbos, he's also thinking about his business. So what's the difference between Shabbos and the rest of the week? So therefore, even though Me'ikra Din, most of the cases will be mutter, but still there'll be room for one to create that Kavod Shemayim, that Kiddush Hashem, or Kavod for Shabbos, of closing it for Shabbos. The same thing leads into other questions where people have businesses where, like a nursing home, and just being aware of the Shabbos that one has to be involved in. You have a nursing home, so you're not going to do work on Shabbos, but you have Goyim doing work for you. It's also Suya, Amir Lakum. Am I allowed to tell a Goy to do work for me on Shabbos? There's an Issa to have a Goy do any work that you're not allowed to do, whether it's Issa Derais or Issa Drabana. Something you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to have the guy do, and there's even a dimacha, you have to stop the guy from doing it. So how do I run my nursing home? How do I run different businesses which I cannot close down for Shabbos? I can't take off once a week and just close it down. So how do you deal with that? There are eitzes, there are shutfis. Sometimes you have to make a shutfis with a guy, and that also has to be done in a proper way. But again, these are different simonim, these are different shadows that come up with running different types of businesses on Shabbos. Again, when we approach it in the right way, we ask the right shalos and we get the right eitzes, so then running it is done in a way that's a cover for Shabbos, a zilzul to Shabbos, and with that we are the mekayim the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Yeah.